6. Mill House. This was the site of a paper mill. It had been here since Tudor times, and was, I must admit, a most convenient source of drawing paper. All the same, I was deeply fearful of the growing industrialization affecting the countryside and threatening the old rural ways. I was distrustful of all things modern, so you can imagine what I felt about the railways. But that, thank goodness, was all still in the future when I was living here.
Image 16.
This picture, which you can now see in Tate Britain in London, is a little oil painting so small you might well walk by without noticing it. I think it reveals better than any of my other work my yearning for a world that I sensed was passing, a world that had maybe never existed apart from in my own imagination. I have portrayed the pastor at the front of his congregation, a blessed community of young and old, winding back in time, protected within an enclosed landscape and illuminated by the kindly light of a lustrous moon. The tree branches at the top of the painting connect in a form that resembles the Gothic arches in the medieval churches that I so loved, and, emboldened by the example of William Blake, I felt free to elongate the figures and the buildings as if they were all stretching up towards the heavens. I wanted to create a dreamlike atmosphere, unlike the gaudy daylight of this world. All the more so when, in the very year I was painting this picture, there was such great unrest here in the Weald. Gangs of unemployed farm labourers were burning hayricks and smashing the hateful new threshing machines which robbed them of their winter occupation. Here in Shoreham, good Farmer Love's barn was set fire to. It was all very unsettling.